Hello everyone, this is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. So far this month, we've talked about how to make a scripturally sound family, and then last week we started a short series on the inspiration of Scripture. The original text used was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, so feel free to follow along as Pastor Reynolds continues the subject of the inspiration of Scripture.
This morning, we want to continue in our study about the Holy Bible. And when we talk about the Holy Bible, we're always talking about the King James Bible. You see, I believe that this is the only Bible that we ought to use. It actually is the only Bible that's used by the Independence Baptist Church. We believe that every other version of the Bible has the wrong foundation. It has a foundation, but it's one that's created by man and not by God. This foundation that the other Bibles have are simply to fulfill the desires of men. Last time, we spoke about the fact that the Bible is a holy book. It is written by men, divinely inspired, and that it is a perfect treasure of heavenly instruction. This morning, we want to continue on this same line of thought, talking about how that God inspired the King James Bible. Notice, the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 5, and verse 39 through verse 40, as Jesus Christ is here speaking to the Pharisees, he says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me, that ye might have life." You see, God gave His Bible. God gave His Word to people, but people read it and they didn't get it at all. But they would not come unto Jesus Christ. And they continually used the Bible as against Christ, when actually the Bible taught who Christ really was. Jesus said to search the Scriptures, all of them, because the Scriptures reveal eternal life. Jesus said that the Old Testament Scriptures continually spoke of Him, spoke about Jesus Christ. That's why the whole Old Testament was written concerning the fact that Jesus Christ would come into the world. People in the Old Testament, they were saved exactly the same way that people in the New Testament and people today are saved. That is, by faith, by trusting in Jesus Christ. People in the Old Testament were not saved by trusting what they did, but they were rather trusting in what Jesus would do for them on the cross of Calvary. Today, we're not saved by what we do, but we're trusting what Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. This salvation is a wonderful thing, but many people do not see it that way. Notice what the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 through 12 states. For which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, that administered the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Jesus Christ is the one that the whole Bible is about. And when a person rejects the Bible, they are actually rejecting Jesus Christ. Or if someone would say to you, there is another version that is better, then that's the same thing as saying that another Jesus is better. Notice that Jesus Christ said in the book of John chapter 5 and verse 39, search the Scriptures. Jesus Christ intends for these people to understand that they need to look into the Bible, look into the Word of God, search the Scriptures, for in them, that is, people are saying, we're saved because we believe the Bible. No. It's not that way at all. But we're saved because we believe in Christ who died that we might have everlasting life. The Bible makes it very clear. The Bible has truth without any mixture of error for its entire matter. The Bible states in the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and verse 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add not thou unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. The Bible says every word of God is pure. The word of God is not like the word of man. But the word of God is always pure. It can always be trusted. In verse 6, to add to God's word is pure foolishness. But it will always make the one who does it a liar and will make them accountable unto God who wrote the Bible. We don't need to change anything at all about what it says. Why? It's because that the Word of God is true. It's not that we're simply trusting only the Bible, but we're trusting Christ who wrote the Bible for us. The Bible He spoke is truth because He is true. The Bible is our guide to bring us unto Christ, who is the everlasting God. Notice in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible said here, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What does the word sanctify mean? The word sanctify simply means to set aside. To set aside them through thy truth. Because the Bible is truth. Thy word is what Jesus has spoken unto us. It is His word, and we can know that it's so. Notice in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, in verse 18 and verse 19, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Jesus Christ said, don't add, don't take away. If you add, then God will add the plagues that are written in this book about that person. If the person takes away from the Word of God, then God will take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. I think we need to be very true. We need to be true to the Word of God about all of these things. We need to understand that it's God's holy book. It is not simply a mystery. It is not simply something that is not an autobiography. It's not just a biography. It's not any other kind of book. It is a holy book. It is God's holy word. And we ought to understand that. Notice in Romans 3 and verse 4, Paul writes this, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome them when thou art judged. It must be noted that the Bible, God's holy book that He gave to us, is word perfect. You know why it's word perfect? It's because God Himself has inspired the Holy Bible. He is the one that gave the words to write. There is no mistake in there at all. God has not only inspired all the Bible, God has preserved the Bible because it's His Word and not anybody else's. I know that people today, men that are learned, have stated that the Bible is full of errors, that the King James Bible is literally full of errors. But they are wrong because it's God's Word to the English-speaking people. It's a holy book. It ought to be addressed as a very holy, righteous, and omnipotent book. The King James Bible is the supreme standard by which all human conduct, that all creeds and opinions should be tried. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You know, the Bible teaches us here that God's people are to try or to test the spirits to see whether they are of God or not. Why? Because there's many false prophets who claim God sent them and they were not sent of God. But how are they to be tested? By the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20 states, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. I do know today that there are not many churches that hold the standard that the King James Bible is the one Bible that we ought to stand for. The one source that we ought to use for all of our devotions, that we ought to use for all of the things that we do to worship God. And the reason that they don't stand is because they want to appeal to men. But listen, you and I, we have a responsibility today to only look unto God, because God is the only one that can save anybody's soul. God is the only one. When this world is done, God will still be alive. We need to trust God and look only unto God.
We pray that this second of three messages on inspiration has been a blessing to you and has caused you to think about the Word of God and the versions that are out there, and why inspiration is such a critical point in Christianity. You know, the fact that Scriptures come directly from God is an amazing thing. To think that God spoke to many different men over thousands of years and shared His words with us is a pretty awesome thing to think about. You know, He not only originally spoke these words, but through His divine power, He's preserved them for thousands of years. And it's something that should excite the Christian, and at the same time, be a remembrance that we need to make sure we're reading His Word and not a version that man has built using the wrong foundation, or a version that is more of a commentary of what some particular man thought God was saying. So as I mentioned last week, if you'd like to hear more about this topic, feel free to log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. There's a book on the website called The Old Black Book, and it'd be a great reference for anyone interested in this topic. Before we close out the broadcast this morning, we'd like to invite you to attend services with us. We'll be starting this morning services at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services. We'll have a 4 p.m. prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. We'll also have a Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. If you've never been to our building, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And if there's any other questions you'd like to run by us, feel free to call us at 636-673-2180. Again, that number is 636-673-2180. And our website address was www.independencebaptist.org. We will be finishing up this morning, but don't forget, there's still one more message in this series about inspiration of Scripture. So be sure and listen in next Sunday at 8 a.m.